Christine Torres from Fremont Area Chamber with us. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah. Is it Thursday? Exactly.
It is Thursday. Right. Oh,
so nice out.
So yeah. Nice. Oh, makes you want to go walk. And
I know. And do some shopping.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yes.
And congratulations on your award last week.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, definitely deserved.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I know how hard you work with the chamber. Yes. So
thank you. Thank you. It was great. It was great for Omaha to recognize here in Fremont.
Were you scared to go to the big city
for this event? Getting on that stage, you guys, did you see the shoes that I was wearing? I was like, oh, please don't fall, Christine. Please don't fall.
Well, you deserved it. Congratulations.
Well done,
again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Today, let's talk a little bit about a local business here, right? That's what Chamber's all about.
Absolutely. So today we have Israel. He is co-owner of Catalina Shopping. They are Chamber members. They have a little bit of everything to offer there. They do flowers and flower arrangements with a lot of artisan Hispanic and Latino pottery, clothing, jewelry, a little bit of everything. And I'll introduce you, Israel.
Yeah. So,
hello, good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Where are you located downtown?
We are located in front of Artisan Bread, close to the
Mall. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, to the strip mall, Main Street, Second Street.
Yeah. So, what got you started in this?
Well, we started with the vision. We were selling like little by little at the beginning.
Okay.
And then we thought like, you know what? We're going to start a little shop. So that's how we started with the vision and all that, and help our community.
Very neat. So I imagine after you got started and a few people came in the door, all of a sudden, it probably started with word of mouth, I would imagine.
Word of mouth.
The word travels.
Yeah, so definitely within our community, it's word of mouth is really big. So someone will tell someone, and it sounds like. So did you start selling with flowers or clothing?
Yeah, which one?
We started selling with clothing and jewelry.
Cool. Okay.
My sister helped a lot with that.
Yeah.
Selling to her friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Friends of the friends.
Yeah. And Cornelia has a really cool social media following. It's
really?
Huge social media following. So I think slowly from there, it definitely kicked off for them.
Oh,
so that's
for
really
sure.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can get a handle on that, man, it can really make things bloom. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I guess how do you differentiate yourself from other people, from other stores? How do you make things different?
Well, we help like our people like from Guatemala a lot and from Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rican customers and all that. And we also speak Quiche. So people from our country, some of them don't really speak Spanish.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we help them a lot with our Mayan language.
Yep.
So that's
makes it a little bit different.
It makes it easier for them to shop with you guys as well.
Right. Yeah. Then you have that connection. It really makes it way easier for them. Yeah. Have you found that, I guess, as far as being able to offer a selection of items, how do you do that? Or where do you go to be able to offer a selection?
We go to the factories. Mm-hmm. We would like to go first before we sell the product. We would like to try it before. Make sure it's good quality.
Yeah.
To a fair price.
Especially with clothes, especially. You want something that's going to last.
You got to feel comfortable and last you longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine folks who come here from a warmer climate, in the winter, you're probably, you've got to be able to say, okay, no, you're going to need a coat. You're going to need gloves and a hat, right?
Those extra warm socks and everything.
We usually bring like seasonal clothing, like for everyday clothing.
Yeah.
Or for parties and all that, we have different type of clothes.
Yeah, I was going to say, are there types of clothing and apparel that customers can expect to find in your store?
Yes, usually they go for everyday clothing and for parties, like
casual
events,
wear.
Casual wear.
Okay. Work wear, if there's a certain job that
they have blazers and tennis shoes.
Okay. Good deal. Could you share maybe some of the stories of some of the events that you've helped plan or cater?
Yeah, for example, for the flowers, we help churches. Mm-hmm. For big events, we prepare them with their order, like special
centerpieces.
Centerpieces.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or big
arrangement.
I mean, this time of year, it seems like maybe you know where to go, but I don't know where to go for flowers that are bloomed.
Yeah, we call Cornelia. We're like, help.
Yeah.
We also got connected because Cornelia and Israel had also helped with Spanish networking group. So we had an event at Midland, and they put those beautiful centerpieces. Oh, my gosh. People were almost like diving to grab them. When the moment Cornelia said everyone can take them, everyone was like diving to grab them.
I want that centerpiece for sure.
I remember that day, the guy, he hide his little sender, uh-huh. and someone took it from him.
Like, oh, he was looking so like,
around like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So what are your hours down at the store?
From 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sometimes we stay a little longer if we have like a lot of orders for like bouquets and all that.
Yeah.
So we can stay a little longer if a customer say, hey, I'm a little late, something.
Yeah.
We can stay a little longer for him.
Okay. That's nice to offer that service, too, instead of making sure they're looking at your watch and then locking that door if you know that there's people out there that need some assistance.
It's nice to have a lot of customers that work in plants and all that.
Yes, that's so nice to have.
So you just stay a little longer for them.
Yeah,
you got to be there for them when they get off work, that's for sure.
Agreed.
Any other strategies that maybe you use to keep inventory fresh? I mean, with flowers, obviously you want to get rid of what you have on stock, right?
Yeah, for flowers, we get fresh flowers every Thursday, sometimes Friday. But most of the time, every Thursday, we have fresh flowers. We get ready for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day will be a big one coming up here, too.
So yeah.
We should be ready for flowers for whatever you need, like presents.
Yeah, we'll have to have Cornelia and Israel bring something over for Carla because they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got fresh flowers this morning.
And then
they get so creative. There's like balloons and the flowers and the balloons. They do different like wording on it. Oh, just beautiful. So,
that's neat.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, definitely. Well, customer feedback is important too. So I imagine you're always looking for reviews from people when they come in the door.
Yes. Opinions, feedbacks is really important for us. It's a key for our shop. That way we know we're giving them a good service.
Sure. Yeah.
So is this something you had done before coming to Fremont?
Did you work in this before?
Doing this with the flowers and clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my mother used to sell like in a grocery store, so okay, I have experience for
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In customer service and all that. Yeah. And so they have two locations right next to each other. So one location has the flowers and the artisan and then the clothing. So it's really nice to see that transition. And they are so busy. He also works outside of that. So entrepreneur through and through.
Man, oh man. Yeah.
Busy.
That's awesome. Anything coming up? Any kind of promotions?
Yes. For Mother's Day, we got some good promotion for bouquets and presents and all that. We can make you a combo, a good price for that.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they started to do those singing deliveries, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's always fun.
Yeah. We got Noah as a patron. We can play some music while the guy is, like, for example...
Yeah, you guys will have to check out their Facebook.
I will. I will check it out. Yeah. Anything else, I guess, that you wanted to mention this morning?
We're happy to be part of this this community, to service our people.
Boy, the chamber part of it really does help out, doesn't it? Yeah. The networking just with the chamber and even with the Hispanic group right now, boy, it is exploding.
It's been great. It's been fun. And they've been heavily involved in coming to things. It's really nice for them to even have those centerpieces because then others outside of whether they're coming from West Omaha or Norfolk, they're seeing what they have to offer. And they're like, I'll be back. I have a quinceañera or I have an event. I'd love to order. So,
You know, any events that are going on.
Showers, weddings, yes.
Graduations.
Graduation, absolutely.
Everybody likes to have some flowers for that, too. Yeah,
agreed.
For the singing deliver, we're doing to Columbus, Skylar,
Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
What I like is they're downtown, and it's always good to see a thriving downtown.
Agreed.
Community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to stop down there.
We will.
Got to pick up some bakery goods at Artisan, and then come right next door.
That's right. Hi,
Anna. Catalina Shopping on Facebook. Would that be a place I can look?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Facebook.
Do you also have a website?
we're working on the website these days.
Okay.
But yeah. Soon, really soon, we're going to get a website. Yeah. So you can buy just as in any
And it feels
website.
Like Facebook is getting more and more popular versus the websites. I've seen a lot of chamber members or business owners have social media only and not websites. You're seeing that more and more. So
yeah, and
that's awesome.
It looks like Instagram is adding something. You can put the price in it
Right away. Yeah. Sometimes Facebook, there are a few restrictions here and there, but but Instagram, and if you're using all of them, it definitely helps.
Covers your bases.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you coming in. And ChamberWise, we got the event tomorrow,
we have the event tomorrow. We'd love to, for you guys to all come out. It is at Legacy Post and Beam. They have a beautiful building. I'm so excited to get in there welcome everyone. So hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Might be some flowers on the table.
That's right.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Chris.